And it's time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to travel over to CCM Health in Montevideo. We're going to visit with Dr. Juan Stevenson. Good morning, Dr. Stevenson.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You bet. Spring is on the way, right?
Yes, indeed. And March, you know, is colorectal awareness month.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about this morning. That's the subject matter. And we'll talk about colonoscopies and stuff like that. And so it's a colorectal cancer awareness month, like you said. So what can you tell us about, it's to raise awareness about the disease and about prevention and screening and treatment of the colon, right?
Yes, that is correct. And you know me, I'm here to advocate the importance of screening for colorectal cancer.
Yep. So tell us a little bit about that then. Who's at risk and what's the importance of screening and early detection?
You know, colon cancer is the second most common cancer worldwide, and it affects both men and women. So it is very important to screen for colorectal cancer because, believe it or not, it is one of the few cancers that with developing medical technology, we are actually able to have a drastic reduction of mortality rate through early screening, a 60% death rate reduction. Yes.
Wow, that's big time there. So the earlier detected, the better it is then.
Absolutely. Okay. And the current guideline indicates that people of average risk, you know, we're talking about if you don't have a first degree relative, that's parents, siblings, children, diagnosed of colon cancer, or personal history of adenomatous polyps, if you don't have any of that, then you fall into the average risk category. People should start their screening at age 45, and the current guideline is case-by-case basis between 75 and 85, but I say, hey, if you're in great health, I encourage you to continue to screen your colon so that if we were to catch any polyps, we would be able to get rid of them before they turn into a problem for you.
Okay. Talk about the polyps a little bit. What is that exactly?
The polyps are these little growths on the walls of colon, the mucosa of colon. So what they do is some of them don't do anything. Some of them are benign. You leave them there, they will just stay there. However, others present a potential risk. Some types of polyps, there's a particular type called the adenomatous polyps. Those are the ones that we pay special attention to get out of your colon if we see them during colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
Those polyps, some of them, if you leave them unattended, they will grow into what's called advanced polyps, and those become highly dangerous. They are naughty little things that some of them do develop into cancer if nothing is done to them.
Mm, okay. Let's talk about the symptoms. What symptoms should we be watching for?
So for colon cancer, unfortunately, some of the symptoms are very vague. Weight loss, abdominal pain, GI bleed, and that can be a very slow and occult type of bleed. Those can all be symptoms. Symptoms for colon cancer tend to not be something that is super obvious and jumps out at you.
How often should we get a colonoscopy, Dr. Stevenson?
Again, we're talking about people of average risk. They should start screening at age 45. And if you have your first screening colonoscopy and you do not have any polyps and none of the risk factors has changed, nobody within your family, within your first degree relatives were diagnosed with either having advanced polyps or colon cancer, then you screen every 10 years until the age between 75 and 85. Now, that said, if you were to have risk factors, then that changes things up a little bit. You should start screening for colon cancer 10 years before the youngest age of your direct first-degree relative's diagnosed age. So let's say, for example, if a person's brother is diagnosed for at age 43 of colon cancer, and the said person is only 38 years old, and at that time, they themselves fall within the 10-year range, they should also get a colonoscopy, even though they are not quite 45.
Okay. Is it the same for men and women?
That is the same for both genders.
It is. Okay. Okay. Can we talk a little bit about the procedure? I know people say, oh, I have to drink this, whatever it's called, you know, the day before. People, that's almost worse than the actual procedure in the hospital, isn't it?
I totally agree. You know, I have a lot of sympathy for my patients. But, you know, the beautiful thing is, nowadays, with the good anesthesia that we do have, what you said is absolutely true. The worst part of colonoscopy is in the prep. But I always say, you know, just think of the prep as a big cleanse. And you take 2 days out, or 1 day, day and a half out, and you drink the bowel prep, which is yucky, I do understand. But and we have patients split into two doses, so you do have to get up in the middle of the night to prep as well, which is unpleasant. But once the prep is done, guess what? The worst part is done, and the next thing you know is you show up for your procedure. You get to meet with me right before your procedure. I'll explain to you a little bit more about the risks, benefits, and alternatives. I will explain about the process, the procedure, and explain to you, you know, if I were to see polyps, I will take them out, and when the pathology will come back, and how we're going to communicate that with you, and all of that, answer any questions you would have for me, and then after that, you take a nice, beautiful nap. By the time you wake up, everything will be done and over with. And a lot of patients do ask me in recovery, hey, when are we going for the colonoscopy? I said, hey, it's already done.
It's all done.
Over.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get a little personal here. I just had a colonoscopy, and you were my doctor, and you did a fantastic job, very great bedside manners, and the nursing staff and everything. So, yeah, it was a breeze.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I have to say, you are my perfect patient. I really would wish everybody would be able to follow the instructions the way you did. You did a really beautiful prep, and I am so glad that I had the honor to take care of you.
Yeah, there you go. And it's not as bad as people think, so.
I am so glad,
yeah.
Yes.
So why should we choose CCM Health for colorectal cancer screening and treatment, Dr. Stevenson?
Well, I would like to give my senior partner, Dr. Eliezer Brinless, and myself a plug and say we do everything that's in our power to take good care of our patients. It is right here in Montevideo, your backyard. We are local, and we do have a beautiful facility with excellent equipment. In fact, I love how updated our equipment are, and all of these are conveniently located for you and to take advantage of, and your commute time, and you do not have to travel hours to get your procedure, and then you'll be home in no time to recover and moving on with your life.
Okay, so how do we get screened at CCM Health? What's the procedure there then? You just talk to your primary care provider?
Yes, okay. Or just give us a call, 320-269-8877. We'll be able to get you a colonoscopy appointment very easily. We have excellent coordinators who will help you figure out if you need a pre-op. Sometimes people with their medical issues and whatnot, and we do prefer that they have their doctors see them to make sure that they can undergo anesthesia without any issues. And then when all is checked out, good to go, then we will put you on the schedule and take care of you from, yeah.
Okay.
We'll take over from there, yep.
So early detection saves lives then, right?
Absolutely. I say don't wait. Now is the perfect time to take initiative with your own health and get your colon screened.
Okay. Do you have any final messages to our listeners here, Dr. Stevenson, about colorectal cancer month?
Yes, I would say colorectal cancer is preventable and it's treatable. And screen early, screen on schedule, don't procrastinate, take control.
All right. Well, thank you for your time this morning, Dr. Stevenson. I appreciate it. And you guys do a great job over there at CCM Health. I always ask people at the end of the program, why do you like working at CCM Health, Dr. Stevenson?
Oh, this is a great question. I've been here now 3.5 years. I love CCM Health. I think we are a family, and we are taking care of our extended family. I see my patients as my, you know, a lot of my patients are my church family, my kids' friends' parents, you know, like it's just, we are a great big family.
All right.
That's why.
Yep, that's great. All right, thank you for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning, Dr. Stevenson.
Thank you very much.
Yep, that's Dr. Juan Stevenson from CCM Health in Montevideo, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.